Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Probably the best customer wars ever was the little kid. His name was Johnny, remember? And the mom was telling, she was getting into a fight with a lady, and then the little kid was going to get into it. And you can hear people on the side saying, don't do it, don't do it. He's like, you can't tell me what to do. And she's like, kick her in the head, Johnny. Whatever. Like, it might be the great, and there's video to go with this. I'm hoping these guys can find it.
Somebody grab that little boy and get him out of the way. Ooh.
He's punching her.
Get your mama's back, baby. He's only defending his mom.
He's only defending his mom.
I'm gonna call my dad. That's sad.
Hey, hey! Stop it.
You can't tell me to stop.
Look, you're gonna go to the little boy's jail. Hey, don't kick! He just kicked her in the head.
He's just trying to have his mommy's back, I understand.
Oh my god,
dude, that is the biggest bunch of whiskey tango nightmare.
White
like
trash.
One person's going, that's sad. Little kid's going, you can't tell me what to do. Do something about it. Do something. Little kid's like, that's sad. He just got his mama back. Just it is so bad.
He just kicked her in the head.
Our next guest is a producer and director who has worked on projects for MTV, The History Channel, and such popular A&E shows as Live PD and Rescue Cam, as well as being the man behind the popular A&E series, Neighborhood Wars, and now he's back every Tuesday night with an all-new show, Customer Wars. Please welcome, friend of the show, Pat Twist.
Hey Pat, welcome back.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Congratulations. Now you guys have decided to go full Monty and get into Customer Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see how those do. That's the, you know, we've been doing a Holiday Wars spinoff.
Yeah.
We're this show's doing great. We're our third. This is our. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what season we're even on.
Season three.
Yeah, this is our third season, and we're already working on season four. Just because we have to stay ahead of, so it's always nice to hear when you're working on the next season and the previous season debuts and does great. You're like, okay, we got our jobs for a little while longer.
Right.
We got it.
Number one on cable is no small feat. There's a lot of competition out there.
No, we're pretty excited. We don't want to jinx ourselves. We're doing, we're all really excited. And like I said, there's a lot of people that make this. It's not me that, you know, there's a lot of people that and I got to thank the people sending in the videos. I got to thank the neighbors out there that are acting like complete a-holes or, you know, that are just completely losing their, you know, their minds because, as I've said, when I've been on here before, that we could make this show for years.
Yes, people have always been bad people. There's always been people fist fighting in a Walmart and Black Friday throwdowns and people arguing about political signs in their yard and Christmas and all the above. But now we have Ring cameras, Nest cameras, cell phone cameras. We have a camera everywhere. So this is, to me, it's part Jerry Springer, part,
Oh, yeah.
This Karen TV type stuff. And it makes us feel better because they're the worst of the worst. I mean, that's just like we were just listening to that audio of that kid in Walmart. Have you ever seen that video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Walmart kid, and it, the line is split between this is sad and he just got his mama's back. I'm like, he's kicking an adult in the head because his mom can't not fight at Walmart.
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned it's the part Jerry Springer, part, you know, it's even more real than that. This is all straight, you know, they're all, you know, no one, half these people wouldn't want you seeing their behavior in the first place. And don't have the ability to even tone it down once they realize they're being recorded. But this is about as real, you know, Care Kardashians, and you have all these other shows that are. This is about as real as reality television gets.
That's right. No, it is. It is the most real reality because you know? I worked on one, and we were definitely real at Full Throttle Saloon because it's tough. But people don't know that most of the reality shows are at least half scripted.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I need you to go in there and fire that guy today. Okay, great. Now I need you to go in and fire him again. All right? Okay, one more time. We need you to go in and fire him one more time
right.
just from this angle.
Right.
You know?
But, right. Yeah.
No, but this is, you know, whether it's, you know, this is that, you know, that inside, quote, look or outside, because they're usually on the front lawns, but, like, look at real America.
Yeah.
You know, red, blue, doesn't matter. You're political, you know, but, we've got a crazy season for you. Yeah, you know, I love how much you guys love the show.
Oh, you kidding
but we
me?
Got, you know,
my favorite part on these is, I think in our heads we all think we're going to say the cool thing when we get mad or we get confronted or the moment happens, right?
Right.
But
right.
people say crazy ass. I mean, like you're like you are ridiculous right now, and especially when you see, and it seems to be mostly females that do this. You'll get a Karen that gets super high-pitched and gets so angry, all she can do is scream at the top of her lungs over and over again.
Oh, yeah. That's the recurring Karen, you know, we've said, like, does every show, you know, you don't want to make the shows from every given episode from one to the other. You never want to make them, you know, a format or anything like that. You always want it to feel fresh, but you're like, you always, you know, I say to the team sometimes, like, you guys got a good Karen segment.
Yeah.
You got a good Karen, you know, you can bring it, you know, it's almost like a given in a way without,
right.
ever, you know, without an, but yeah. And the high pitched screaming.
Yeah.
The eyes, the crazy eyes.
Yep.
And the, you know, and yeah, it's kind of scary. It's fun, you know.
For again, a while, my favorite was the pretend lawyers during COVID. They would download their fake ADA little deal. And tell them why they don't have to have a mask in this. I'm like, you have no idea. And they're like, constitutionally, you got to let me shop. Or just like, nope, the Constitution does not provide for you to shop at a private store, ma'am. Like, but they would say this stuff so confidently that you were like, wow, you're amazing to me. Like, I love that stuff. I could watch it over and over again.
No, and you know what the funny thing is? I say to the teams, too, I'm like, we have segments that feel similar. Or that feel where people are, you know, whether it's taking place in Oklahoma or Connecticut
sure.
or Kansas City or Miami or wherever, but no one segment is ever the same as the other. No, you know, every single one is different because, you know, there's similar situations, but they always come out. You know, sometimes you got a great, you know, whether it's just location, whether. We're priding ourselves, and to the point where sometimes we're like, you know what, that's a little too similar to a segment from, you know, like punt that to next season, or let's put that later on in this season, just so we keep the variety going. But
sometimes the stuff is like the Amazon guys I've seen recently, and you're going to see a lot more of these videos now. The dudes who, and you're like, don't you know that you're on camera when they kick the package at the door, or they lob it from halfway across the yard? They're like, wham.
Yeah. Literally throw it from the front sidewalk,
yeah.
Chuck it onto the front porch, kick it to the, you know, like it's in your job description that you have to show how the package was delivered, and you're, you know, it's great, it's great. We got a couple, we got a couple of those. We got a one coming up that we're working on right now. We haven't landed it. Where someone went out and attacked a FedEx driver because they didn't like how the, you know. They run out and that, you know, and I'm not sure what we'll be able to show or not show yet or whatever, but it's like, you know, these people are, most of them just doing their job. But like you said, in some cases, you know, they're quote, delivering the package with a little bit of aggression.
Sure. Porch pirates. Porch pirates getting caught. I also love that.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. We got a couple of porch pirates coming up where we try and foil, where the people, it's become such a prevalent recurring thing that we've got certain people that are setting traps for them. So we got a couple of those coming up in the next season where people have literally sat there. They're like, they've had enough that, and they set the bait and they wait, you know, I won't spoil, but they catch these people right in the act. And it's nice. It's, you know, karma is a bitch, as they say, you know,
right. I know. That's one of my favorite. You love to see justice done.
Well, that's the thing. You're like, we like to try and have those. There are the occasional stories where something just so preposterous or some jerk just, you know, and they slink away or they get away. But part of the thing we always try and do is update someone on, oh, this person was arrested or this person was kicked out of the HOA or this person, because it's like, that's what you get, man. You know, you get what's coming. You get, you know, especially when, you know, and everyone likes to see justice served, like you said.
Right.
You want to see like, oh, man, son of a, you know, oh man, she.
Yeah, you want to see good guys win. Yes, yeah,
exactly.
You see some guy running his mouth. You see the dude acting up. You see the girl just raising hell.
You want to see him get clocked in the face. You want to see him get arrested. You're right,
man. I know. I'm a real Christian in that way. It's just, it really, I love to see instant justice served, man. I saw a video the other day of this pissed off chick was buying a quart of beer at some convenience store. And she threw the money at the guy, so he swatted her bottle off the top of the counter. It just broke on the floor. I was like, that's exactly what you should do. Now, I know you got to clean it up, and it's still a problem, but she put her money on the counter and then swatted it on the floor behind it. So he just reached over, and he swatted her cord on the goddamn floor. I was like, that's exactly what you should do.
That's what you get.
I would be poor at this point in my life in retail sales. I was just not born for, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't own a bar or a restaurant where I see, you know, you got to put up with some stuff because you need the business, right?
Oh, and on any given day.
I would just throw someone through a window.
Yeah.
It's too much. But that, by the way, if you're just joining the show, Pat Twist is with us, friend of the show. Of course, number one on A&E right now, Tuesdays with Neighborhood Wars, and now Custom Wars coming out Tuesdays, 9 o'clock, following that on A&E. So it's a full 2 hours to get your freak on. The Karens, the freakouts, the neighborhoods, the porch pirates, the Amazon stuff, everybody. And it's fun.
I was just saying, tell you, any of your listeners, you know, like send them to you, send them to us. We're always looking for, you know, like I said, we're kind of expanding that umbrella of what we can of the wars that we can show and how we can you know, and so we're always looking for a new we're always looking for the next clip, the next killer segment.
Oh, dude, road rage in a store, in a convenience store, from your own Nest camera, your own Ring camera, any of the above. Yep. Like, if you've got footage, these guys we'll love to have it. And here's what you just Google: customer wars or neighborhood wars on A&E.
Yep, totally, just totally. You know, customer war. At the end of every episode, too, there's an email address, and you know, to send clips, to send. But you know, yeah, just Google it. You know, right up. It's you can watch them on A&E also. You know, on A&E.com. And we do two interviews a show too. So sometimes, you know, when you find the perfect person who just wants to, some people just want to put their clips out there. They don't want to actually have a face to their story, or they don't want to be identified. Other people are like, yeah, put me on right there. Use my name. Tell them I want the whole neighborhood to know about my experience with blank. You know, we had a crazy one coming up that kind of sad, but also like this guy was feeding this dog that was slinking around his backyard, like really, you know, emaciated dog, like had been abandoned, whatever. And he fed the dog. He, you know, took him over the course of a couple of weeks. Guys did a full interview with us too and everything. Showed us the pictures of him when he, you know, we had the pictures of the dog when he's all starving, and then, you know, adopted this dog, you know, and fed him and you get him back to health and, you know, let him run around the yard and whatever. And one day the dog didn't come back. And he, you know, he's like, well, let's say, you know, a day or two later, he sees the neighbor across the street walking that dog. And he goes and confronts him, obviously, and does what, you know, and they play dumb. They're like, what are you talking about? This is our dog. This is our, you know, And sure enough, they had even taken the dog and gotten a chip implanted in it for their name.
Ugh.
So they couldn't even, you know, the guy had no, he didn't even have a leg to stand on. He didn't, oh. These awful people, and he has footage of them being jerks and complete awful people before the dog even, you know, they kidnapped his dog. But you're like, you're living across the street, but, you know, like, you're walking your dog, and all of a sudden your neighbor just steals
it. No, trust me. I'll get the dog back. Like, I'm one of those, weirdos. I'd be like, I'll go get the dog back.
Well, he came on, and that was one of the reasons he did the interview. He's like, hey, I want to get this story out there. I want, you know, what can I do? What can, you know, like, if anyone can help me, you know, and it breaks your heart, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, some of these people, they don't care about the identity, you know. They want to get out there, and they want to expose these.
Yeah, good for him. I hope he gets that dog back. I have some footage I can send you from 2 years, maybe it's almost 3 years ago. I was walking through Amsterdam by myself, and there's some guy pissed off about where someone parked their little rental car, and it was right by the canal, and he had a logging chain with a padlock, and he was beating this car's ass. Out went the windshield, out went the passenger side, and finally the cops show up. But I mean, I've got it. I was just standing on the bridge, just video taping him with my cell phone.
Oh, send it to us. We do international. We go, you know, we'll do sometimes a clip of show where we'll go overseas or we'll go somewhere.
Yeah.
Any neighborhood. I don't care what neighborhood. We don't care what neighborhood. We don't discriminate.
I'll find it. I literally took that myself, so I know it's original. I'll send it to you guys just for fun.
We'll get you on the show.
Absolutely. You know. Anytime, man. Look, Pat, you know, man.
I heard you were in New York for the parade. You didn't stop by and say hi.
You know what? Well, that was Thanksgiving, right? But it was, man, we go every year to New York and hang out and nothing really too serious this time. I've seen some weird stuff over the years in New York City, but overall, the weirdest I saw today was I was walking through Soho Friday, and there was somebody had thrown away a sex toy, like a pretty expensive, heavy silicone from the belly button to just below the crotch and a penis, and it was just dirty as could be, laying on the sidewalk half in and half out of a trash bag. I was like,
God.
I don't know what your Thanksgiving was, but someone threw away, it was probably a $180 sex toy.
Sure. Hey, to each their own, as my mother used to say.
That's right.
But anyway,
listen,
no judgment here.
Always good to hear your voice, man. Congratulations on being number one. Neighborhood Wars Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Kansas City.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. Hold on right there. Customer Wars Tuesdays, 9 o'clock A&E.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.